you know, the way I introduced you, I do want to talk about that because no disrespect to Nicki Minaj, but when I see her, seriously, I think of Lil' Kim. Do you get the same impression?
Well, you can't help but do that. And, you know, here's my thing. Like, all females that come in the game, we all need to stick together. And I always try my best to embrace them. But what happens is when they come in the game and they realize that I'm not going away and my fans are still here and that they can't just, you know, excuse me.
I'll beep it out.
You know, and they can't just, like, step over me, put it that way. They can't just step on me. Then, you know, they kind of, like, they get upset. And then they don't want to be my friend anymore. And I think that that's really childish, you know what I'm saying? It's stupid because, you know, all I ask for is respect, and I show you the same respect back, pay homage. At the end of the day, you know, a lot of things go on behind the scenes that people don't know about, and it will be aired out because you can't hide the truth.
Because there were some allegations. You was in Buffalo, New York recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's always speculation. That's why it's so good to talk to you because you clear it up or not. You know, there's a part where you did a crush on you, took off your wig. Was that supposed to be a diss to Nicki Minaj?
Listen, let me explain something. When I came out to do this promo tour, it was a reminder to let everybody know where it came from.
Gotcha.
Because if you're gonna swagger jack somebody and take their style, at least pay the respect and the homage. Don't try to act like you created this and then act like you're not a fan and then, you know, just try to disrespect me in interviews. Come on now, everybody know that she be busting shots or people be busting shots, period. So at the end of the day, I'm just going, you know, I'm gonna do what I do, you know, and my fans know where it all came from. Everybody know where it came from. At the end of the day, it's just a reminder. Anybody can take it how they want to take it. I don't care.
And that's, you know what, Kim, you pretty much said exactly how I feel because, like I said, I really do like Nicki Minaj a lot, but I do feel as though a lot of things that she's doing, as you did back in 1996 and 97, mm-hmm. you know. So you are correct. It's like there's no problem with doing the wigs and doing certain styles, but just shout out Lil' Kim.
Don't try to diss me, though. Like, that's where the problem comes in at. It's like when you try to diss me and, you know, a bunch of little shots that I can't expect for another female to come in the game and not want to be, like, the best.
Got you. Well, Lil' Kim, you ain't never really go nowhere. Like I said, you was with Dancing with the Stars, you know, last year. You so multi-talented. Any more movies for you?
Yeah, I got something really nice and big in the works right now.
Okay.
So I can't really talk about it, but around September, I think I'm going to be shooting something.
So when's the next Lil' Kim album?
Oh, I'm always working. We working right now on the tour bus, talking to you right now. We on the bus, and we working right now, and I got something coming up. I'm trying to drop the single by July.
Oh, well, love that. Gosh, you know what, though? I didn't even mean to say this, but I forgot. Black Barbie is Nicki Minaj. You did Black Barbie first, too.
Oh, I'm never going to stop being the Malibu Barbie. That's just who I am. But at the end of the day, we all girls have the right to call themselves Barbie. I don't have a problem with anybody else calling themselves Barbie. That's if you're a girly girl, you are Barbie. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody, all women should be able to call themselves Barbie, queens, all that. It's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. The only problem I had is, you know, the disrespect. That's it.